Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Before we jump into today's episode, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, because coming in 2022, this podcast is going to have some really exciting updates, and I cannot wait to let you know what they're going to be. Also, if you're loving the Let Good Things In show, make sure to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can find the show. All right, let's dive into today's topic. Since the holidays, well, we're in the middle of the holidays. For my American listeners, we just had Thanksgiving last week. And for all of those who celebrate Christmas, that's coming up too. So we have a lot of holidays. This is the season, right? A lot of things are going on. And when the holidays come around, a lot of us get stressed, depressed, anxious. I mean, there's a mountain of things that we go through during the holiday season, because it can be the most exciting time, but at the same time, the saddest time. Some of us look forward to the holiday season. We have family and warmth and all the bells and whistles, and it's always been just a wonderful time of year. There's others who don't have anybody for the holidays, and they spend it alone. Or they have family, and they don't feel like they belong. Or they don't get invited. Or they're incarcerated. Or they're homeless. But even that person I talked about in the beginning has stresses around the holidays. And we also tend to, at least I do, I tend to forgo my boundaries to make sure that I'm giving the best holidays to those around me, forgetting myself, forgetting that, you know, all year I like to be in bed. You know, as I talked on one of the other episodes about bedtime and how important it is, but on the holidays, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice to get everything done. One of the number one things you can do to appreciate, to still protect your boundaries and your self-love during the holiday season, is to ask for help. Just like we ask for help when we're really sad and depressed or suicidal, we need to ask for help for regular daily things and holiday things too. Because one person can't be expected to do it all, so stop putting it all on yourself. Ask your husband, your wife, your partner, your children if they're old enough to help. Whoever it is, reach out for help. Or if you're really sad and lonely and you don't have anyone, reach out to, you know, a crisis line or someone that you can talk to, because we're not made to do this alone. And that includes the holidays. You don't have to be super mom, super dad, super child, super whatever. It's okay to ask for help. Another thing that you can do is to take time during this holiday season to pause. Even if you just have 5 minutes, take time to pause and reflect and ground yourself. If it's meditation, make sure you're still doing that. Don't forgo your morning routine every morning through the holiday season to get to the stores on time to get that special gift. You have to take care of yourself and commit to keeping those boundaries in place, regardless of what time of year it is. And another tip I have for you for protecting your boundaries and self-love during the holiday season is to make sure that you remind yourself every single day that you're doing the best you can. You don't have to climb mountains or get everyone the most perfect, exquisite gift. What you're doing right now is enough, and you're doing the best you can. A story alongside this that I would like to share with you about an experience I had during the holiday season is this one. So when I was incarcerated, I missed a whole holiday season that year because I was in jail. I wasn't there for my son Christmas morning. I wasn't there for the holiday dinners, because I just legally wasn't allowed to be, okay? So when I got out, I really wanted to give this fantastic holiday. This best Christmas my son would ever have was going to be this year. But the reality of it was that I didn't have any money. I was living off government assistance. I didn't have spare money to buy my son the gifts that I felt he deserved to have for me this year. And it really depressed me and angered me and just made me ask myself, when is this ever going to be normal again? When is life going to be normal again? When am I going to be able to give my son a beautiful Christmas? I mean, shit, he couldn't even come and visit me where I was living. I had to go to my mom's or somewhere to celebrate Christmas with him. So it's not like we got to decorate the tree together, bake cookies, like there was no magic. But then there was this organization that was donating Christmas presents for kids. And I got to go there and pick out presents for my son. And no, it wasn't like I got to get him exactly what he wanted or, you know, even what he wanted at all, but I had something to give him. But if I wouldn't have known or asked if I could participate, because you had to, you know, send in an application or something. It's kind of hazy how it all happened, but I know I had to do something to get the presents, that I still would have shown up empty-handed. See, but I found a way. I asked for help. I got the help that I needed. And no, it wasn't perfect, but it was enough. I was doing the best that I could with what I had in those moments. And so are you. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on the holiday season to be good enough. Your presence is enough. For today's affirmations, I would love for you to tell yourself today, I am doing the best I can, and that is enough. I am doing the best that I can, and that is enough. And the one I want you to say every single day, I am enough. I am enough. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. And as a reminder, remember, you're stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine, regardless of your past. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show, and I will talk to you all soon.